When was the first dick pic and how?
They would get like in the army and shit. You'd see that all. I literally thought I had hat on. I don't know if anyone just saw that. Dude, I literally went like this.
You would pipe the monkey immediately. We are in?
We're in.
People are shitting themselves.
What do you mean?
There is an explosive diarrhea epidemic right now.
Taco Bell.
Explosive diarrhea epidemic. Yes, Taco Bell is literally
Ding
in the list.
Ding dong.
Have you seen this? Taco Bell's on the list. They're in the files. Redacted.
Redacted.
So the files came out and everyone's just like, all right, cool. What's Wendy's up to?
Well, that's what
Wendy
everything.
Was on the island. All right, let's move on.
There's fucking UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, ayo, mm-hmm. ET's real. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, cool, where are the files?
Yeah.
Files happen. Nobody could get into the files.
Yeah.
And now Taco Bell is poisoning people. Is it just Taco Bell?
Well, it's a lot of lettuce. It's a lot of greens.
Why is it always greens?
I don't know. And why lettuce? There's nothing in it.
Why is the world it's so confounding to me? I thought lettuce was supposed to be good for you. Now it's like, no, eat Sour Patch Kids. You're probably better off.
Literally.
What's happening?
Reddit kids are booming right now. Reddit kids on the up.
Booming.
They're like, that's why I never eat fucking lettuce. That's why I don't eat salads, Mom.
Yeah, birds make you gay.
And they do. Yeah, what's a bird's favorite body part? The cock.
Honestly, we'll this stop right there.
This
that
is
the
a comedy
joke
podcast.
That's ever happened.
I mean, listen, that's why we're number 238 in the charts.
And you know what?
I don't know what we are.
I'll
hopefully
tell you
higher.
What, right now, we do ca.
Madi.
There you go.
But yeah, Taco Bell was somehow listed in these files about people having explosive diarrhea from lettuce. Got big in Michigan.
I'll tell you what it's from.
But also,
can I tell you where it's from?
Go
it's
ahead.
It's not from lettuce. It's from Taco Bell. What the fuck are you talking about? This has been happening.
Big Bell? This
it's
is Big
Ben
Bell?
It's Big Bell, dude.
Right.
When have you ever eaten Taco Bell? Like, oh, man, you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, man, everything's good.
Never had a solid number two after T-Bell.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't deep throw a fucking quesadilla at 2 a.m. after having 19 Keystone Lights and then be like, oh, man, everything's great. You ever see the line at Taco Bell at 2 a.m? No one's okay.
The line?
Everyone is about to be eating January 6th.
They should, if they were smart, make their to-go bags just toilet paper.
All right. I think you're spitting this episode.
I'm on
that's something. That's honestly great.
I'm on like half an Advil right now. I'm tweaked out.
An Advil?
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? I've been taking BC powder. That's an ad. It's not.
What is BC powder?
It's that
birth control?
Yep. No, it's that headache stuff I always take.
Oh, yeah?
The powder. I'm telling you, I think it makes me think better.
Ooh.
I did some little bit of research. It says that, like, because there's Excedrin. Not Excedrin. I'm an idiot. It has caffeine, motherfucking, like, acetaminophen, and some other shit. And I did research, and it says it opens up your capillaries. I don't know what a capillary is, but it opens up your fucking, you know, veins that go into your head, and it gives you more blood flow, hence...
Ooh, well, it's thinner blood, so it's going faster.
Going faster.
Okay.
I don't think that's right at
Let's
all.
Let's rack a line of Advil.
Let's do it.
Snorting Advil. Does it hit quicker? Back
Has
to you
to.
At five.
Has to.
But this shitting diarrhea thing is so funny, and the thing that we're not thinking about, this is stemming from Michigan.
There's Flint.
Yes. There's a city. Where's the lettuce coming from? Because if it's grown in Flint,
okay,
I think we just solved it.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me take a step back. I was just telling you funny for a second. So
hold
you're
on.
Saying you're saying
I don't know
all
if it's grown
the lettuce
in Flint.
Is coming from Michigan?
This is where all the outbreaks are.
In Michigan.
A lot of it. Michigan and Texas.
Yo!
I was just in Texas. I had a lettuce-wrapped burger.
Fine.
We'll see.
Why does lettuce get smoke every 6 to 10 months?
I think that's big fast food.
It's big fast food. Well, it wouldn't be, right?
It's big Doritos.
Yo.
It's like big fast food. Well, it's fast food being like, yeah, like, don't worry about that. Just get the fries and the. I think they're trying to push more chicken nuggets, if we're being honest.
Yeah. What if it's Chick-fil-A? That's the new Crusades.
God, man, I used to love
Someone
Chick-fil-A
put that joke
so
together.
Much.
Huh? They're Christians, Crusades.
Oh.
Yeah. But, what was it? Yeah, but Chick-fil-A, there's no fucking, oh, there's a little bit of lettuce. But, If I am a fast food place, I'm operating like the movie Casino. I'm fucking everybody. That's not me. I'm fucking everybody. I'm throwing pesticides in everything. What I'm saying is
peptides?
Pesticides.
Peptides are too normal right now. Like I'm tapping through Instagram stories and there's people like shooting up peptides in their stomach being like, Get after it today.
Buddy, I just saw. I was doing crowd work, you dumb idiot, Michael. I was doing crowd work in motherfucking Canada, and there was this hot security guard, and I'm like, why are you so hot? What's your skin routine? Tell me.
Free healthcare.
Yep. No. But but this motherfucker, first thing he said, he goes, I shoot peptides in my face. I'm sorry. Walk me through the research on peptides. It's been around for 7 months. This is less. Just like the vaccine.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Jack, get up here now.
We're running so head before feet. Is that the saying?
I would love feet
boat
before
head.
Before
horse, feet before head.
Yep. That's named my, I was going to say boudoir. No, memoir.
What is it? Horse before buggy? Buggy before horse?
No, don't put the cart before the horse.
Yeah.
First guy said that, got head from a Russian woman.
Or a horse.
Dude.
Horses love carrots.
Oh, mine would be baby carrot. That's a small dick joke, guys. Who's listening?
So the lettuce
saying
was actually,
who's listening on an audio podcast is very funny.
Lettuce was from Mexico.
I love lettuce. Nothing to say about that.
I love
Alex?
Lettuce. Oh. It's from Mexico, but how are people only getting hit in Michigan?
That because it was supplied through a farm in Michigan who then gives it to Taco Bell in those states.
Buddy, it's always farms, man. It's always fucking farms. Big Milk. Big Milk? I've talked about it 7,000 times on this podcast, and I'm going to keep talking about it. As a kid, drink milk. It'll make you taller. Didn't work!
We believed it. Commercials.
Bones make you stronger? Nope. Milk make the bones stronger? No. Opposite. You ever heard of osteoporosis? That's not a fucking animal in the zoo.
Not in a good zoo. I just wanted a milk mustache so bad growing up. That was it. It wasn't even about, you know, the benefits. I just wanted the milk mustache.
Well, because they made it look so hot.
Yeah.
Those hot volleyball players on Got Milk commercials. And I'm like, that's not Got Milk. That's Got Sperm, ma'am. You got white.
Got Milk. How many dudes?
All of them.
Nutted.
All of them.
On their girlfriend and said, Got Milk.
Dude, my dad probably did that to my mom.
I mean, that's the CEO. That's how he got it.
Literally.
Got Milk.
Got Milk was crazy. And all these athletes, first of all, hey, man, you're a fucking track athlete. You're not running 800 meters and drinking milk.
Yeah.
Stop fucking. I
would do it for a check, too, though.
Buddy, I would butt chug milk for a check.
Bro, if bologna came to me right now and they were like, say, before every show, you eat a pound of bologna, here's 100K, congrats.
I would come out every show.
I would roll out.
Yeah, there we go. Roll out in a big-ass bologna thing. I would put bologna on my face right before every goddamn crowd work clip.
Why are they making bologna circles? Every sandwich is a square. Why don't they make square lunch meat?
Honestly.
Am I fucking cooking right now?
Someone fucking give this guy a goddamn podcast.
But what is that? Wendy's is... Wendy's is the only... And Wendy's is fucking doing it wrong.
But they're doing it wrong. They should have square Wendy's, fucking buns.
Square buns
square
or circle
buns.
Patties.
Where's the square bun? Where's that? Circle?
White Castle.
White Castle.
And why do they have to bring race into it?
They don't have to. They don't have to. I've said this before, but I want to say this on stage so much. Church's Chicken, how come that's not closed on Sunday? Now I'm cooking.
You're
Church's
deep frying.
Chicken, honestly, suck my dick.
Be such a funny thing to say to a judge after that, or like a lawyer after they like prove like why you're like innocent. Like, honestly, thank you. Suck my dick.
Dude, if I'm on a murder trial and my man gets me off, or my lady, whoever is my lawyer,
gets you off,
I'm sucking. Oh, right. I'm getting two
Could
people
Could you imagine
off.
That's in the lawyer's deal? They're like, all right, so if we win this settlement, I get X amount of money. Also, you have to give me head.
Yeah. Why do you think Morgan and Morgan's twice?
Hey.
He's like, Morgan. He's coming while he says his name. There's not two Morgans.
Holy shit.
There is. There's two Morgans.
I didn't even think about that.
I know.
I want to interview a lawyer. How good does it feel to win?
Fuck. Probably when we're crushing.
Yeah. And then to look at the other lawyer and be like, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, you ain't shit.
We both lying.
You bought a fucking suit for this, you idiot?
Damn.
I just murdered you.
Why do lawyers have to wear a suit just to feel professional?
Yeah.
I think it's the underplay. You go in Adam Sandler style, baggy shorts, Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Your Honor, he didn't do it.
You know why? I'm wearing A1 shorts. That's why. Skip to my, it's not fucking gavel. He's free. I'd be the worst lawyer ever.
It's funny how a courtroom to me feels like a game night.
Keep going.
It's like you guys are all playing a big game of Clue.
Oh my God.
You know
oh
what
my
I mean?
God. Yes, I do.
You're like,
I just got
your honor.
Fucking wavelength, dog. I'm surfing that bitch. Keep going.
Yeah, it's like, Your Honor, would he do it? No.
And then
the murder was on a Friday. He works Fridays.
And then they bring in fucking, this is, what are they, not evidence. They bring in
the
fucking
bailiff.
Exhibit A, Exhibit B's. and those are the
dancing
clue
lobsters. Yes,
what but it's like good
dancing lobsters. Amanda Show, she's not doing well. Saw her once in Vancouver. Shout out. But I did see her in Vancouver. She has a heart tattooed on her cheek. Hello, Amanda.
You
Bynes.
Saw her in Vancouver.
Saw her in Vancouver
on the street,
heading towards it.
There you go.
She was leaving an apartment.
Good,
but,
good for her.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are excited to talk about Tushy. Summer's here, and honestly, air conditioning only helps so much. At a certain point, staying fresh has to include the bathroom too. That's why Tushy makes sense. A Tushy bidet attaches to your existing toilet and gives you a cleaner, faster routine using water instead of just those freaking dry toilet paper. Dude, I have one. It is so incredible. I leave it on extra long. You know why. Installation is simple. It can take about 10 minutes, and it does not require any extra plumbing for the standard bidets.
I like that it can make the bathroom feel more upgraded without turning into some huge project. Tushy e-bidets can also modernize your routine with features like heated seat, adjustable water temps, and a dryer. The big thing is that it just feels cleaner. 99% of people who wash with Tushy warm water bidets feel cleaner and fresher after going to the bathroom. Plus, people who switch to Tushy use up to 80% less toilet paper. I can attest to this. I have a whole joke in my stand-up about how great bidets are. I got back from Japan and immediately was like, I need to upgrade my a-hole. And that's exactly what I did, okay? So just remember this. Air conditioning stops at the waistband. Stay fresh. Stay all day with Tushy. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off their first bidet order when they use code SOCKS at checkout. That's 10% off your first bidet order at HelloTushy.com with promo code SOCKS. Again, that is HelloTushy, TUSHY.com. Promo code SOCKS to get 10% off on your first bidet order.
Goddamn.
I just feel like it's got to be so fun to piece it together as a lawyer. Very stressful.
Oh, yeah.
But when you have evidence and you know, oh, my God.
Buddy, did you
ever been lied to and you got the facts?
Oh! Look at this DM.
You almost let him keep going.
Right.
See how far they'll take it.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, shebang.
Yep. Do you make them swim in the deep end?
How many people are in court right now being like, that's AI?
What do you mean?
Like, any evidence, they're like, that's AI.
100%.
Your Honor, that's literally somebody AI videoed me with a machete running in a 7-Eleven.
100%. That was R. Kelly said. That was the first person ever said that. That's not my
really?
P. R. Kelly. Yeah. And he didn't say AI, but he goes, that's not me.
Do you know that Bill Cosby's free? He's been out since 2021. I just learned this over the weekend. Not mentally, but...
Is he free for real?
He's out. He's been out for like 5 years.
I thought he's been asleep for 5 years.
Those are girlfriends. Joke at the same time, we'll let the audience decide.
Yeah!
But he's been out for 5 years, and I'm like, why isn't this talked about daily?
I don't know.
Why aren't people like egging his house?
They should egg his house.
Or pudding his house.
Or throw mattresses, melatonin tabs.
He would like that.
He would. Yeah, but dude, back to your scenario. Excuse me, I like this.
Thought of a good popsicle joke.
Go ahead.
What's Bill Cosby's favorite time in preschool? Nap time. We can move on.
Nope, we're going to stay it.
We're going to stay in it right here.
Stay it. Stay.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I don't even know. Oh, I was going to say, your courtroom scenario with playing Clue. That is, you're just playing Clue.
You know what's also funny, I just realized?
Go ahead. Us?
Correct.
Yes.
Anybody listening, come see us live. What I've also realized, which is funny, if you're a lawyer mm-hmm. and your guy loses,
yep.
at the end of the day, you're like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you might not get paid, but like, you're like, I'm not going to jail for life. You're like, I tried. All right, I'm going to go home to my wife and kids. You're going to go home to a guy named...
Nefarious.
Yeah.
Dude, sorry.
But I don't think they get paid... If they don't win.
No,
some.
That's like accident lawyers. If you're on on for fucking murder, bitch, you're getting paid.
Damn.
Yeah. But dude, you ever seen
Do they have a track record? Like, is it like they have a wins versus losses thing?
Yeah, of course.
Really? So you're hiring is like, bro, his like RBI ratio is crazy.
Yeah, I need a high RBI ratio. If
undefeated. Where's the Mayweather of lawyers? Kardashians.
The Kardashian, but who's if it don't fit, it acquits.
If the glove that don't dude. Fit, don't wear it?
I don't think that's it.
Cinderella?
If it don't fit, it quits.
So Cinderella was wearing glass shoes. She a freak.
Oh, Cinderella was the first O.J. Simpson.
Honestly, that's an angle.
If the glove fits, wear it.
Her foot.
I can't believe people still aren't caught up on the O.J. case. I mean, I know he's dead, but like, he did it.
sir.
Guys.
He did it.
Guys.
He did it.
Who was president back then, and were they boys?
Who was?
Because now once you watch the World Cup and you know what a president can do to overturn something,
yep.
If this person was a fan of OJ, they're like, oh, no, you're good.
Well, buddy, that's how he got off. They were like, oh, he killed three people? Yeah, but he's a good running back. You see,
he was on my fantasy team. Like, what fantasy? Like, it'll be a thing in 20 years.
This motherfucker got in his white Bronco, he drove to Ojai. No one gave a fuck. And then he got off. Where do you think he was going? What was he listening to? What was he listening to? The Calm app? He wasn't doing good in that goddamn car.
He's probably just adrenaline. Probably listening to nothing.
Do you think?
Or it was like some Spanish like channel he had no idea was playing. Like, yeah, you know, Telemundo? When you're so zoned out, you don't even realize you're like listening to something?
You ever so zoned out you realize in the car you're not listening to anything?
You ever so zoned out in the car you realize you're driving?
All the time. Dude, I tried to post on the way over here. I had to put my phone down because I almost swerved twice on Laurel Canyon. And I'm like, hey, man, this fucking Facebook reel is not worth slamming my car into a Sentra. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if it was? Here's the bad part. What if you post that clip, get into an accident, RIP, and that clip bombs? Fuck you.
Double bomb.
Good night.
And then insurance pulls up the stats. They're like, yeah, we saw where you posted at Laurel Canyon.
Can you do me a favor? If sure. I have an RIP, can you please take over my socials? Because what a fucking mistake.
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you. Because if I put all this hard work.
I just plug my own tour dates. Rest in peace to Michael. Go see Trevor.
I would like that.
Interesting.
Well, interesting. I would like it. I would like it because just what a waste. What a waste. 5 fucking years, 6 years, or whatever, just blood, sweat, and tears doing crowd work. Dude, I'm in the crowd now. I mean, what's next? Me naked? It's getting crazy.
So crowd what control. I'm saying, new special name.
New special. Out of control?
Crowd control.
Honestly, I mean, I literally think this is your best episode of all time.
Is it? When are you doing your crowd work special?
I don't know. What? I don't know what's ever happened
just
in my life.
Just do it.
Just do it?
But aren't you? You scouted a place. You saw a place.
Yeah.
What happened?
You know what happened? Life happened. This is my problem. Yeah. I go, I like this project. Let's do, oh no, I like this one. Let's do this. I like this. And I get too ADD and that one's going to finish. That one's going to finish. That's what I said to my girlfriend. I'll finish. Don't worry.
Hey, there you go.
There we go. We're doing jokes. But it'll happen. It'll happen. It's going to be so fun.
Fucking do it. Dude, my advice to you, bring, maybe this is bad advice.
No, go. I like it.
I'm saying just bring, like when you have a run of shows, just bring the camera crew.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot them all. And maybe one of those
shows. That's what OJ said.
What did he say?
You said shoot them all, and then I said, that's
did
what OJ
shoot
said.
Shoot or stab?
Step.
Oh.
That's a really passionate thing to do.
It's too close.
It's too close. What knife do you use? What if you used the wrong one? Fuck, that's a butter knife. It didn't go through. What knife did he use? Is this too?
He's in jail.
Is he? No. He's
did
in the
he?
Ground.
Diddy's free in like a year, too.
Oh, Diddy.
Diddy.
I thought you said Diddy, like, did he do it?
Oh.
People made that joke before, right? I mean, that's insane.
What, Diddy? Diddy?
Did he do it? Yes.
I think the judge probably said that.
100%. You see pictures of him?
Gray hair.
Holy shit.
I will say, dude, like, if you're famous and you go to jail, like, you are still a big fish in a small pond.
100%.
He's probably still, like, kind of milking it. They're like, you're free in a year. He's like, what the fuck? Everyone loves me here.
Yeah.
I get free pudding and head.
I'm doing beats. Did he ever do beats?
Beats by Dre?
No, did it's he ever make beats? He was like a producer, but like, was he?
I don't even know.
Is
what
he even
did.
Musical? Like, I think he was like a hype man. Like, I don't know if he like
a DJ Khaled type guy.
No, but DJ Khaled makes beats, doesn't he? What I'm saying is, I don't think Diddy like ever like.
Well, didn't he have Bad Boy Records?
But he was like an executive. In my head, he was like a producer that did a bunch of shit. But I don't think he did any music.
He did music. Bad Boy Fly. Dun, dun, dun.
But did he make that?
Did he?
Fuck,
yeah,
dude.
He did.
He's a producer and blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, he is.
He is. Yeah. All right. He's probably pretty good.
Here's what we need to see.
Go ahead.
You know those YouTube videos where it's like one guy versus like 20 people?
Like in a fight?
No.
Like, I know what you mean. They sit in a chair.
They sit in a chair and everybody runs up.
Yep.
They should just record a round table talk and it's the Mount Rushmore of these dudes.
Who would those be?
Cosby.
Yep.
Diddy.
Yep.
R. Kelly.
Great.
Jared Fogle? I don't know, but those three guys who are constantly in the news for the horrendous stuff.
Yep.
One-sided mirror. Nobody's here. Wear the slob mic.
Buddy.
Rolling. We don't tell them.
I like this. I'll take it one step further.
And
I wish that was the court case. And then you do that. You have a bunch of people state why they're guilty. You have them state why they're not guilty. They try to defend themselves. And at the end, there's 12 people being like, yes or no.
This is a really good YouTube video idea.
100%. 100%. We should do it. We should do it. Wait, dude, this judicial system has been happening this way for too long.
You gotta
switch it up, dude.
The random
make a new
jurors?
Modern. Yeah, make it modern.
What would the modern version be?
Kind of what I just pitched.
Yeah, okay. Instagram poll?
Instagram poll, make it fit on reel, shoot in vertical. And oh, I got an idea. They do that. We do the video. We make it for them. And then we have the internet decide based on an Instagram poll. Are you guilty? Are you not? Boom, bang, bang.
Yeah.
And then have the because
let America vote.
Yes. Because what's the thing? They go, oh, the people decide. Okay, but those are only 12 people. What about America?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? What about if we have an Instagram poll to be like,
then
all
fucking
right,
Kalshi's in it, Kalshi, whatever. But they're on fucking everything. They're betting on Love Island. This shit's crazy. This shit pissed me off.
Crazy. Dude, there are so many goddamn ads for that fucking place. It's crazy.
Any of those. There's so many of them right now. I'll take a like back. If I like your video on IG and then halfway through, then they do the rain bet shit, I'm like, man, fuck you.
Oh, right.
You ain't getting out. Fuck you. I'm taking your engagement down.
Buddy.
I feel duped.
I always feel duped.
God damn.
Guys, this next ad is brought to you by ShipStation. We love ShipStation. Listen, if you run an e-commerce business, shipping can be one of those things that you just keep doing the same way because it works well enough. But if nobody's checking the process, it can quietly cost a lot more money than it should. ShipStation is an all-in-one shipping platform built to handle your order fulfillment and workflow. So your team, whether it's just you or an actual team, can focus more on growth. Everything from order management to inventory and returns can be all centralized in one place. ShipStation also compares rates across UPS, USPS, and FedEx on every order, with savings up to 90% off. It also connects you to 200 online marketplaces, plus the accounting and CRM tools you already use. If you're running an e-commerce business, this is a tool I'd want you to keep using because it makes shipping simple, easy. You save time, you stay in control, and that's the last thing you want to do is lose out the second the package goes out. You want to be locked in without being too tapped in. Do you know what I'm saying, Stiff Socks viewers
yes!
and listeners?
The sooner you switch, the sooner you start saving time and money. So get started with ShipStation today and get 60 days free at ShipStation.com with our code SOCKS. That's ShipStation.com, code SOCKS. ShipStation.com, code SOCKS. Taxes and fees apply.
Goddamn. Here's where I stand on it. If you talk about it, that's one thing. But they like fake play the game on their phone, like in the middle of a sketch. And it's like recorded back at home, not even in the sketch. And it's just like we're just like in the middle of a comedy sketch. And I'm like, yeah, that's crazy that your dog got hit. Maybe I'll hit on Rain Bet. And then they go back to the sketch like that never happened.
Yeah, we saw it.
We saw it. And it's also like, I don't know. I'm ever doing gambling ads on, if I'm ever doing Rain Bet, I'm not doing well financially.
Okay. Yeah.
Hit me up, Rain Bet, please.
This is what I don't like. I don't like when I'm watching a movie and they sip the Pepsi too clearly.
Too product-y.
You.
We know it's a Pepsi. It's blue.
We know it. And also, you wouldn't drink it. You're Iron Man.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Right.
You're fucking having Gatorade? Talk to Jarvis.
Give him peptides.
Yes.
Also, how they hold bags of chips is so funny.
Stop it.
They have to.
Also, they never...
I'll do it.
You never hear the chips the way that it would actually sound.
Oh, they're
too crunchy. Loud.
Too crunchy.
When was the last time you just fucked up chips? I haven't fucked up chips. Like, just sat down and was like, you know what I'm having? Doritos. And just fucked my life up.
You know, I bought some in Canada, but I forgot to eat them.
Are they different?
They're all-purpose. All-dressed. All-birds.
All
this is the second time I've said all-purpose. Buddy, I'm on fume number two. What does all-purpose mean? All-terrain? When did people stop carrying Swiss Army knives?
We got to bring those back.
I feel like those were big. Dude, my mom loved a Swiss Army knife.
I
still
loved
loves.
One.
In her purse, she always had one of those. Dude. Fuck, we got to bring them back. It's crazy.
One.
It's just the Swiss. It's an Army knife made by the Swiss. And we're like, Swiss
also,
Army knife.
Can I say this?
Sure.
Swiss Army, the actual Swiss Army, ain't shit.
That's why they have a knife.
Oh!
We should be selling American RPGs.
We do.
Ah.
You ever heard of?
Nope.
All right.
Swiss Army knife. Isn't that crazy? They're like using that to defend themselves. And then we're like, what if we buy them? And they're like, honestly, this is pretty profitable. We should get out of the war.
But what? But they're Who's neutral.
Beefing with the Swiss?
The Swiss Army is neutral.
They
the
make chocolate.
Neutral. They're neutral. They don't have a well. They do have an army, but they the army's.
Do you know Swiss Army ball like this?
That's what I'm saying. You know why? Because they hold everyone, every other country's money. That's why they've never been
Swiss
invaded.
Bank.
Bitch, they've never been invaded because they have the fucking money. In Germany, back when you know who was running it, Mr. fucking mustache's goddamn self, had a lot of his money in Swiss, and so the other countries, that's why they've never been fucking invaded. That's why they're neutral. This is a little country. They've never been invaded.
People know this?
Yes. The only reason I know is because this is going to be a little convoluted. My girlfriend's sister is dating someone from Switzerland. He's fucking awesome, but he put me down on all this shit.
Damn.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? They have to join the army or they give the country money.
How much money?
I don't remember, but it's not a little bit. It's not like 12 bucks. Like, it's like you have to like pay. Can we look it up? You got to pay rent. Because it's monthly installments to get out of the army, right? So it's
for the amount of years you would have been in it?
Correct.
Oh, my God.
So it's like you either be in the
army. The army's probably really good because all the Nepo kids who probably couldn't fight anyways.
Facts. Yeah, they're too hopped up on fucking Oxy. But yeah, it's like a monthly thing. So they have to pay their Boost Mobile bill. I don't know what fucking country. Dude.
Swiss Mobile.
They're Swiss Mobile, honestly.
Yeah, what do they pay with? Swiss cheese? All right. Guys, leave it in.
Leave it in. Do not take that out.
It's funny for some people. If you know cheese, it's good.
Hold on. Cheese is good. Swiss. Do you like Swiss cheese?
It doesn't add much to the party, but I don't mind it.
Why are there holes on it?
Where did it go?
Mice?
So SpongeBob is a Swiss cheese.
He's a sponge.
Correct. But sponges don't even have that many holes.
They have a lot of holes. They don't go all the way through.
Right.
But why does Swiss cheese go all the way through? What the fuck's that? Like, what is that? That's the only cheese with holes in it. Why is there holes? Someone Google this.
But can we look up how much it is to get out of the Swiss Army?
Well, the Swiss cheese has bacteria in it that creates holes.
That's why it's better to not know anything in life.
I know. This is
disgusting. I thought it was a cute, like, defect. Mm-mm. I thought it was just different holes in it, and when you cut it, you get different holes.
Mm-mm.
Not like, oh, it has polio.
It does. It
has polio.
Say it.
Holes.
But I don't like when people tell me how certain things work, such as cheese, because all cheese is disgusting. You ever walk by like a cheese shop and you're like, what happened in there?
Oh, the smell.
It's disgusting.
What job do you think you come home smelling the worst as?
Candy. Work at a candy shop. I always think
That'd be good.
Really?
You smell sweet.
Yeah, but you imagine going in there.
First, a cheese shop?
Yeah, you're right. Honestly, you know what? Probably maybe the worst one is if you work at like a reptile shop.
Oof.
Coming back, being like, oh, is that Calvin Klein or a fucking boa constrictor?
You just smell like, you know, like a heat lamp.
Ew.
And then those wood chips.
That's what I was just thinking of.
Yeah.
Those fucking wood chips.
I think there's the obvious answers, you know, a barn.
Goddamn.
Guys, this next ad, you know them. You love them. You may have heard about them. It's Blue Chew. We're excited to tell you more about Blue Chew because they have Blue Chew Gold now. Blue Chew Gold is made for guys who want more complete experience in the bedroom with a tablet that combines 4 ingredients into one solution. 2 ingredients support the physical side and 2 ingredients support arousal and desire in the brain. So it's designed to make you feel physically and mentally ready when the moment arrives and you arise.
Blue Chew also makes the process simple, okay? You get started online from home and see if Blue Chew Gold is right for you. It's a convenient option for guys who want more confidence and energy in the bedroom without making the whole freaking thing awkward. Okay, there's a reason Blue Chew is the number one brand for better sex, S-E-G-G-S. Experience it yourself at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free. Did you hear what I said? You get the third for free with our promo code SOCKS. That's promo code SOCKS. You will also receive an additional 10% off plus overnight shipping on your first order. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast and our bedroom.
Goddamn.
A barn's awful.
Yeah, because you're also outside and a lot of manure, a lot of animals.
You ever fuck around with a horse?
What?
Not like that.
I'm sorry.
When was the last time you like touched a horse?
Oh, I'm scared of him.
Buddy, me too. But I went to Mexico recently. Alex is laughing. I went to Mexico recently. I just want to alert that.
Did you ride horses on the beach?
No, I don't know. But
you don't know.
I don't know if they allow horses on the beach.
No, I said, did you ride?
Oh, what if I said I don't know? That's why the response.
Bill Cosby.
No, I didn't. But we were eating at this fucking really cool place that had like it was beautiful, right? It was outside. And then next one was horse stables. Sounds awful, but they were like real expensive, like race horses. So they were like, they were put together. They were like borderline hot. You're like, yo, I like that color brown on you. And he was like, he wanted to fuck.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Anyways, my point is there was probably 10 horses. And it was like pretty late. It was like 11 p.m., but they turned the lights on for us, which is kind of fucked up because all the horses were sleeping. But they all came to the edge so we can all pet them. And they were so cute. They're all different shapes and sizes. It was awesome. You ever touch a big animal like that?
You ever seen a mini horse?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
I like them, dude. They feel like, they feel neglected because I don't think you can ride them legally.
I don't think you can ride
them. Or of a certain age.
Are they ponies? Or like
no, they're
horses?
Like stunted.
But why are they so tiny?
It's like a Dachshund. What is that dog?
Not a Dachshund. That's Hitler's cousin.
Dachshund?
Dachshunds.
No, all this is wrong. Yeah. A Dachshund?
A Dachshund's
no,
a car.
No, he's talking about a fucking horse. The small horses.
Oh, and so they're just horses that had sex with donkeys, pretty much.
Oh.
I don't think that's
God
right,
damn.
Dude.
Damn.
Hold on, no. I don't think that's right. A horse.
I could see that.
A horse had
not
sex with a
visually,
donkey?
But.
Miniature horses got their statue about 400 years ago by selective breeding.
You know how down bad you got to be as a horse to be like close enough?
Oh, yeah. You got to liquor those horses up. We got to make some tiny horses. Fucking give me some Jack Daniels right now.
And whose decision was it to just hog horses up like that?
God. But think about how big a horse is. Like, if you were that big, you'd have a big hog, too.
Yeah, but...
They're immense. The penises they got are like, they're borderline offensive.
So you could hitch a trailer to it.
You could. But it was me and my girlfriend in Mexico petting horses, and I was like, uh-oh. Dude, don't look down, because that's not real. Dude. Yeah, your girlfriend looked down, you're like, oh, that's an actual penis, and what you got is not? I wish we were in fucking Japan so they would blurt out. It's too big. Makes me jealous. Makes my girlfriend wet. Can we leave any of this in?
Yeah, somebody's done that before. Mr. Hands on the internet. I believe it's an OG, like E-bombs world, rotten type thing. All
right. So if you want to get out the Swiss military.
Here we go, good.
You have to pay 3% of your annual taxable income for 11 years.
Yep.
Fuck.
Buddy, you know what I do? Right before I do that, I get some awful job.
Oh,
yeah.
But do they? It probably updates every year. So you got a
not.
Shit job for 11 years.
Yeah, annual taxable income.
You're working at a, you know.
Oh, that's awful.
You're waiting tables at a McDonald's.
If you're waiting tables at a McDonald's, it's not a bad idea, man.
So do people still eat at fast food restaurants?
I do.
Yeah.
I've never eaten at one in a while.
Do you eat at one or do you?
Nah. I don't think you're allowed inside anymore.
But I'm saying, like, you go a lot of these places in, like, New York or, well, actually, that's not true. A lot of people eat. They have, like, two-story McDonald's.
They do.
But also, they have ones where there's no seats at all.
Yeah, those are weird. Dude, I haven't sat in a fast food restaurant and ate in
But I'm
years.
Saying, like, you know, when they're like, is that for here or to go? You're like, you know what? Let's do here. You have too much time on your hands if you're like, let's do here.
I'll tell you what this. If you're at McDonald's and the person goes, do you want here or to go? And you say here, shoot that person. If you're a person that eats in at a McDonald's in 2026, it is nice because the fries are still hot. And
that's what it is.
Right, of course. When was the last time?
Farther you get away from the establishment, the worse the food is.
Correct.
It's just the time thing.
That's why DoorDash is just like, what's happening?
I know. DoorDash, you know what? Honestly, majority of times I Postmate food, by the time it gets there, I'm like, I should have just gone.
Of course.
The Chipotle comes like crooked, looks like Harvey Dent.
Yeah.
The bowl, it's like split in half. How do you drive?
How do you drive? Are you driving here on a jet ski?
Upside down?
No laughs. You know, a jet ski on a fucking, you know, it goes up and down. Am I going to kill myself on this episode?
Please don't.
Did you guys see that Olive Garden is bringing back its never-ending pasta pass?
What is it?
When did it go away?
Certain places like Olive Garden and Red Lobster can do whatever the fuck they want, but it's still
buddy,
like
the
Olive
new
Garden.
You're right. New CEO of Red Lobster brought that bitch back.
You have to.
But he brought it back. Like it was like going to go bankrupt. My man came through and was like, whatever the fuck he did, and it's like back and booming.
Have we ever thought about how dumb the name is?
Red Lobster? Bitch, we know.
Other one. Oh. True.
No, but we know it's red.
Call Lobster.
Exactly. You ever go to the Blue that? Lobster? What the fuck are you talking about? No, of course it's red.
You want to go to Red Cherry tonight? What?
What are you even talking about?
But Olive Garden. Olive?
Olive's living
garden?
In the garden?
It should be called what it is. Freezer. Freezer food.
Freezer food. Yes.
You ever see those videos of like any of those places? Do you care about that? Really?
I can't.
Did you ever watch Super Size Me?
No, but I know the premise.
You never watched that?
Mm-mm. You saw it?
Yeah.
What happened?
Guy eats McDonald's for 30 days in a row.
And then what happened?
Not a bunch of tests and shit. I don't know.
And then it was like,
you know, he was a raging alcoholic the whole time, so the whole test is pretty invalid.
Buddy, if you need to eat McDonald's for 30 days in a row, you're going to start drinking.
I'm surprised.
Meal 7, you're like, let's pair this with a Michelob.
Yeah.
Meal 23, you're like, give me absinthe.
Yeah, I'm surprised he was only drinking.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I'd be fucking snorting melatonin halfway through.
Think about how bad one meal at McDonald's makes you feel. Now try that for 3 times a day for 30 days. You have to drink.
I could do it.
Like, yeah, let me get a McFlurry with a Jim Beam mixed in it.
That honestly, that's been done by the billions.
I will say, when I'm off the wagon, my go-to is a fast food with a beer. I think it's the best tasting meal in the world.
I'm sorry, what?
Fast Any food? Kind of fast food with beer.
When you're off the what?
Just so you, off the wagon.
You like, will go fat. Get it and then eat it at home with a beer?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's feels good because it's not like legal. Yeah, you're like, I'm bringing my own life into it. They don't sell beer here, but at my place they do.
It is kind of crazy.
Certain
though.
Places have it though.
I will say this though. It is kind of insane. I lost my train of thought. Hold on. It is kind of insane. Fuck, I lost it.
You got it.
It is. I'm just gonna try to get it back. It is kind of insane.
Beer.
When. Oh, great. Got it got back. It. And we're back. This is crazy. When you don't allow yourself to do anything, ain't nobody said, hey, Michael, you shouldn't have fast food. I said to myself, I shouldn't have fast food. I'm limiting myself. Fuck you. I'm the one being like, ugh. No. How about fuck you, Michael?
Isn't that funny? Your own body has a boss.
I know.
And sometimes you go, boss is out of town.
Yeah.
McRib is here to stay.
Dude, Mick fucking rib. Dude, I said this last 3 pods. I need to have a cheat day.
Sure.
I need to just be fucking crazy and just get like.
And what would you do?
Dude.
Because I hate when people talk about cheat day and then it's the most mundane shit ever. They're like, oh, I get a 3x3 at In-N-Out. All right.
Dude.
I film one video and I'm like, I need to reward myself.
100%.
4x4 animal style in the shake.
Ah! This is what I would do.
And heroin.
Buddy, I ate at this new place right by my new restaurant right by my place, and the guy was very, very nice. He got us some free dessert, and one of the desserts was a churro ice cream. Bitch, suck me while I do a backflip. It was crazy.
But that's it?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying that would be part of it.
Okay, which wasn't
on my radar or whatever days ago. I would do churro ice cream with churros in it. I would do. You know what I'd do, dude? I would do a fucking deep dish pizza. Go fuck yourself.
Do you even like deep dish?
I don't even care. I would just fuck myself. I would get a McFlurry. That's a good idea that you said whatever. I would eat candy. Oh, just candy.
Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids. My Twix. Dude, I recently... This is another Blaustein thing that's so normal.
Here we go.
I just went to the gas station. Did I say this last pod? I don't even remember. I went to the gas station, just ate a Twix. Didn't even need fucking gas. Yeah, look at me. I'm a wild boy.
You just pulled over and got a Twix?
Pulled over. I said, fuck it. Yeah. I said, fuck it. I'm close to suicide. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
Dude, what sad footage before somebody does something awful with their own life. They're just like, he was last seen at a Shell getting a Twix.
And you know what the worst part ever is?
King size or mini?
Regular, just 2 sticks.
Okay.
The worst part was I got in my car, ate that bitch in the car. If you pull over,
to.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not gonna get cold. You can eat it wherever.
eating. But it's about the fixation of getting this bitch now.
Oh, dude. And you know what I didn't do? You know sometimes, well, I do this. You know sometimes if you get a Twix, I eat it. I just do little bites to make it last longer. Fuck that. I was on one. I was on an emotional roller coaster.
Gagged it up.
Dude, gagged it up. Dude, I was taking it back like fucking just every Jim Jones video woman that you could ever think of. I mean, I'm talking about, I took 80% of one first bite. I don't give a shit.
Any gag or just straight back? How big are they?
I don't have a gag reflex. Let me show you.
All right. I got a couple of Twix up my sleeve. Hey.
Hey, come on now.
What was my question here? Oh, how I eat Twix would infuriate everybody, I think.
If you tell me right now that you take the fucking, do you take the caramel off the top first?
Yeah.
You.
That's all I eat.
Should be.
Aye! Because the bottom part.
Oh, you can't have.
So I eat like corn on the cob. I flip that bitch over, facing me on her side, the Twix.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it kind of pops off.
Yeah, of course.
And I go like two of those. So I'm essentially eating like a Rolos.
You are eating Rolos. Yeah. You're making wow. I don't hate that. And you just throw the Twix out, the bottom crunch part?
I guess, yeah.
All right. I don't hate that.
Okay.
I don't hate that at all. You know what Twix needs to get into the game of? You know how Reese's turned their whole business into 900 things? It's just Reese's and just different peanut butter like variations. Like this is Reese's peanut butter. This is blah blah blah. Twix needs to do that with their caramel and their chocolate. I know it's kind of Rolos, but it's not the same chocolate.
Mm.
God damn.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Listen,
Michael and I always talk about mental health more openly than we ever have on the show, but asking for help can still feel hard. A lot of people understand that support matters, but there can still be pressure that makes it difficult to actually take that first step. And I want to tell you, as an avid therapy user myself, there are times when, because of touring and whatnot, I'll take a break off and, you know, it is hard to get back in, but the second I do, I go, thank goodness gracious, I'm back. Why wasn't I doing this before, okay? Plus, BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma Report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise, yet 74% says society discourages people from doing so. That gap is important because people believe getting support is the right thing, but still feel like society makes it harder than it needs to be. Sometimes taking it in and honestly, sometimes just talking about it more honestly can help people feel less alone and more willing to take care of themselves. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform with over 30,000 therapists that have served over 6 million people globally. BetterHelp therapists are fully licensed in the US and they can help match you based on your needs and your preferences through a short questionnaire. So don't let that stigma stand in the way of support. Start with BetterHelp. Sign up today and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/socks. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/socks.
God damn.
Isn't it crazy? I had a meeting with these guys in Big Candy. They were trying to, you know, we were talking investment shit, trying to see if there's anything there.
Mr. Beast?
Damn near.
Okay.
But it's funny how no matter what the industry is, they're looking for the next big viral hit.
Of course.
Like they were talking to me like it was TikTok. They're like, you know, we see where the market's at. We know Big Candy. Like Nerds Rope, Nerds Clusters wasn't even supposed to be that big. Now it's like the number one selling thing in America.
Right.
And they're like, we're doing this, mixing with that. Everyone's just looking for the next big hit. And they were like, you got any ideas? I'm like, ideas for candy? Have we tried marketing to kids yet? Yeah. I don't
know. I got an idea. Get a fucking white van and do your thing.
Candy called white van. Associate the two.
Yo, you know what's insane? I just realized this. All ice cream trucks are white vans.
Disguised with stickers and a bell.
I will say, dude, that bell still does something to me emotionally.
Bro, it you'll never not stop and listen.
I know. It does something to me deep down in my kid core. That doesn't sound good, but you know what I mean.
No, I hear you.
That do 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 do. Give me a chocolate eclair, or I'll kill you.
That was an ice cream truck.
What I just did?
This sounded like the Wiggles intro.
Isn't that funny?
I heard one a couple weeks ago when I was in Canada, and like you do have the impulse where you're like, "Where's my wallet?"
Of course.
What the fuck is that?
It's because, I'll say this, I will bet you there's something psychological about that fucking song. You know, yeah. they make music, they're like, Adele, let's make this a hit, and then they put like secret messages in it so your brain likes it.
Is this true?
Yeah, all the jingles, all that shit. There's so much.
Setting fire to the rain, and somehow I'm like, I relate. What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know.
Set fire to the rain.
You know,
how?
You know what I don't like that I've maybe said before? I don't like when they tell us what their song is about. Don't fucking tell me. I already know what it's about for me. Don't tell me what it's about for you, because then it's going to fuck me up. It's like when I read a book, you've never done it, but when you read a book, I just wanted more laughter. But when you read a book and in your head, all the characters look a certain way and you watch the fucking movie and you're like, that's not it. That's not it at all. Is this tracking with anyone in here?
I don't read.
Fuck. You guys know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't read either. Sorry.
I mean, I'm literally going to end my life on this white psych.
Hey, man, read The Room.
I've only read it. Well, I guess audiobooks, yeah.
Audio, same thing.
Excuse me.
I can't listen to audiobook more than 7 minutes. I can't pay attention. And then why are you going to read an audiobook like it? Why does your voice suck reading an audiobook? I don't understand.
It's too horny.
It is.
I need like a normal person to read. For me, they're like, chapter 7. I'm like, I'm not going to make it to 8.
But no, they make it horny.
I will say, for a bit I was doing, like a Snapchat style video, I was playing She Comes First out loud on a Bluetooth speaker.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's voice isn't good.
Mm-mm.
And you're like, oh yeah, this is a book about how to pleasure a woman. A guy wouldn't write this.
Correct.
A guy who was like,
oh, right.
Fucking yeah, you know?
Right.
Alpha guys are in denial. They're like, I don't need practice. Any woman can come around me.
Yeah, and they can't.
But then you write a book. The guy who writes a book about pleasuring a woman, it sounds exactly like what you think.
Did a dude write that book?
For sure.
Shut up. For he real? Did,
which is also kind of like biased.
Hold on. A dude wrote it?
Dude wrote it.
A dude wrote a book about how women come.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Misogynistic.
Dude, what?
Gaslighting. Maybe that's what he was trying to do.
That's like a lady inventing dick pills. How do you know how it works?
Holy shit. Maybe his wife, like, it would be funny, the reviews on the backs of his wife, like, it works.
Or it doesn't work.
Read this book. Well, shit. I wonder, there should be testimonies in there.
You know what we should do? We should bring up that book on Amazon and read reviews.
Let's do it.
To be like, yo, this
People
doesn't
love
work.
That book. I have a joke on that book. And every time I like say it, there's a few women in the back like, woo. Shout out my boy Ian. Let's see what he looks like. What else has he written too?
He Comes First probably as well. It's just four that book. Pages. That book is four. Same joke.
Ian Kerner books, Passionita, The Empowered Woman's Guide to Pleasuring a Man.
Wow.
So tell me about last time you had sex.
My man is horned up on the WordPress.
All right, let's read some.
And also, can we see what it looks like? Dude, maybe sex books are the move.
What do you mean?
Like writing sex books.
Like for revenue or just?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this my man? Oh, yeah. I trust him.
Wow, me too, bro. Dude, look at those eyes.
If he
eyes.
Didn't have gray hair, I wouldn't. But like,
I know.
He's smirking right now. He probably getting topped in that photo.
Bro, do you know how good he is at licking cootie? That's crazy. Look at that
but
fucking
But it's crazy
face.
To do that well and then be like, isn't that kind of cocky? Like, let's say a girl's like, wow, that was really good. You're like, yeah, I should write a book about it. And she's like, ha ha. And he's like, nah, for real.
And then he goes, you know what happened? She goes, what? And he goes, you always come first, don't you? And she goes, yeah. He goes, cool. That's my first book. Then he just runs away.
This was him before the book popped off.
Of course. Look at this guy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's...
That's crazy.
Damn!
I know that glorious.
He probably got more pussy after writing the book for sure.
No shit! That's why he wrote
the
book!
I know, but like, it's bold to write the book when...
But maybe that was the ploy.
For sure.
To write
If you write a book about it, and I'm a woman, I'm like, oh, he must know ball.
Correct!
Like, he must know everything. Like, why wouldn't I give this guy a shot? What are the reviews saying? I love how everything has reviews on Amazon's.
You said S. I let you go.
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you want to look at? Like content, news. Informative, readability,
go
writing
to one
style,
star.
Entertaining. Yeah.
Go to one star. It's a bunch of guys be like, my wife left me.
This book's broken.
All right, one star. Let me give you the cliff notes. Women can have multiple orgasms, and men usually aren't so lucky. If you make sure she has an orgasm before you do, oral is the best way. You'll have a much happier sex life. You can learn how to get better at anything by listening to her and paying attention.
Don't make it a chore, but learn to enjoy this part of the lovemaking, and everyone wins.
All right, bro's trying to hit. Go to the next one.
But why is it one star?
Yeah.
I was trying.
He's writing his own fucking book.
I think some people leave reviews not understanding that five is the best and that one is the worst.
Bro, that's so funny.
They're like, number one for me.
I think they're saying it's just obvious.
This one's funny. Not very insightful or useful. That's from a guy. Cool.
Yeah, I want from a lady. Are these all from dudes?
Oh, this is a funny one. This one, one star. Are you really going to take sex advice from a grown man who repeatedly refers to the clitoris as the love button? Really? Are you? Are you going to? Save yourself $12 and do some research on the internet. You'll have more fun, too.
His poor patience, his poor wife.
Huh. Well,
he probably left his wife.
What is this? Somebody did a video review.
Oh, please.
Here we go. How long is it? So
it's probably before TikTok.
34 seconds. Bro, a video
just
review?
Just her coming the whole time?
5 stars. It'd be funny if it was a guy who's pissed off and the wife's crying in the background at 1 star. He's like, it didn't work for either of us.
He has a milk mustache.
It's funny there's a kid crying in the background. So someone made her come.
Somebody worked.
So imagine me thinking that I bought my significant other and I a relationship book. Should have known by the papaya on the front that that's not the case. Crack the cover, read a few pages out loud, and almost fainted on the floor. Now you should have seen the look on the return desk.
The kid's drowning in a tub right now.
The boys backed the book and said, I didn't know what it was about. So yeah, this is a relations book. Intimate. Not just talking.
I thought it was a dietary book.
I don't even understand.
She thought it was a relationship book. It is.
Is it?
It's about intimacy with your wife and how to pleasure her. That's a part of relationships.
It's a big part, but...
What did they think? It was like how to wash fruits properly?
Okay, this makes sense. This book could have been summed up in one line. Ask her what she likes, then do that. It's pretty smart to like just make up a book and say the most obvious common sense shit.
He's just wearing a wire in the bedroom. He's on Hinge Day. It's like, what do you like when a man does you? When they touch my love button, write it down. Jarvis, write it down.
All right, guys, let's do a sock talk.
Sock talk.
His sock talk's from Arnold. He asks, have you had more beers in your life or jerks?
I mean, what a wonderful question. Definitely beer.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I would drink so much beer in college. It was crazy. I've said this 1,000 times. I would literally drink 10, 11 beers before I would go out to the club. And that was like on a weekly basis. Like, for sure I've had more beer.
But that's once a week.
What do you mean? No. Dude,
daily?
Like, but dude, think about beer.
30 pong. In a week, though.
Yeah.
30 in a week jerking. I mean, it's pretty possible when you're 20.
Buddy, but in real terms, let's say we're averaging, even in horny times, 1.5 a day. And that is a lot. You're drinking way more beer than jerks. Way more.
But you've stopped drinking beer in the past, you know, whatever time frame. So
yeah, but I was so ahead in beer. I was so ahead in beer.
I don't know.
You think every single time you played beer pong, I mean, you're drinking 6-7 beers, and that's just playing. And then the beer on the side, beer bongs, keg stands. Like, it's in a new... Dude, I would do a gallon challenge and drink a gallon of beer. You know how many jerks that is? So it's
they both lead to a lot of sadness. I'll say that.
100%. Just throwing up in a ficus.
God damn.
How about like a day of drinking versus a day that you jerked off? So you could do one of each in a day.
Oh, well, full.
What in the mansers is going on?
So you're saying a day of drinking would like be one beer?
One beer.
Well,
or
then,
jerking off, for sure.
Yeah. Because for the last fucking 12 years, I've probably had 11 beers.
What about drinks in general? Like just alcoholic drinks?
I don't really drink.
Oh, then still drinks.
Both those numbers are down. Ask college Trevor that question. He'd be drinking and fucking have his left forearm out cranking.
I mean, that's not... But I would crank one in the middle of a party, but I've already had 9 beers. I told you, we would have parties at my apartment all the time. I would lose a beer pong and just go in my room, crack one out, and come back hammered.
And then play beer pong and the ball sticks your hand?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't great. But yeah, I mean, but
Jack,
but
what
still.
Do you think? I'm curious for your answers.
Still beer.
No,
it's got to yeah. be beer. It's got to be. But like the daily, if you count one beer as a day, it's very, very close. Because because look at it this way. Sometimes you'll drink at like, say, 11:50 p.m. That counts as a drink. I'm jerking off 11:58. Then I'm going back at it 2 a.m.
Bro, you can't
so now
say,
I'm
hear me
down.
Out and then say some dumbass shit like that.
God, dude.
I really was waiting for the logic.
You would write a book that says, you would write a book that says, I come first. But dude, that book would go crazy.
I come first.
Dudes come first. I mean, just the hate alone, you would get fucking buys.
What would be like the first chapter? Prologue.
Prologue. Men are the best. Period.
The second page, just a mirror. Now look at yourself.
Yeah.
Be who you think you are.
Third page, peptides.
Mirror. Yeah. Or mirror with like a mustache drawn on it. And you're like, now you're a man. Fourth page, full beard. Keep going. Fifth page is Bear Grylls.
I think we're onto something though. With
no, I'm dead serious. It would go.
Oh, okay.
We should write it.
All right, Secret Sock.
Yep.
I want to hear you the guys talk about the old 6, 12, 18, 24 challenge.
What?
Run, drink beer, like, eat donuts, and wank it. So you have to pick.
Jesus Christ.
6, 12, 18, 24.
What?
I'm not tracking.
You have to
this.
Do 6 or something.
So it could be 6 of something, 12 of something, 18. So it could be 6 miles.
Got it.
You have to run.
Okay,
12
okay.
beers, 18 donuts.
So
24 jerks in 24 hours.
Okay, so 8 what is it again? 8 what?
6 12 18 24.
6 12 18 24. Six. So I would do 6 miles. I don't think I could run any more than that.
Yeah, the 24-year-old's getting cracked. I'll say that. But what is the rest of it?
12, 18, 24. Beer, donuts, jerks.
So I would go run, beer. Oh, fuck. No, hold on. Shit.
Run?
Yeah, no.
In a day?
I got it. I would jerk 6.
Okay.
Run. I can't run 12 miles.
You can
I can't
it.
Do it.
Just walk it in 24 it? Hours.
Oh, dude, I will crush this.
You
I would jerk
do
off
both.
While I'm walking.
Yeah.
I'd walk, jerk.
Yeah. I would just wear a trench coat.
Out. Say again?
Just wear a trench coat, walk around Albuquerque.
Fucking trench coat.
Everyone
is America.
That's a normal guy.
Nobody cares.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I'm walking 12 miles as I'm jerking. All right, now what's next?
Well, is it 6 jerks?
Yeah, 6 jerks, of course. Okay. I can get 12 out.
18 beers / donuts.
18 beers and then 24 donuts.
24 donuts.
Yeah. But that challenge is impossible. Like impossible.
I think you're right with the jerks. It's got to be 6. That's got to be the number.
Dude,
you
because
start
if you
with.
If you go 12, you're dead.
Yeah. Second of all, I'm piping those donuts. Listen, they weren't cream
filled.
You're
just adding
right. I don't know. I mean, no matter what order you do that in, the next day, you're going to be looking for a tall building.
Yeah, dude, then you're not making it a day. You're going to die.
I'm surprised. There's got to be somebody online who's tried that. Here's what I would do. I would do donuts first, go into a comatose, and then have somebody move my legs for me. And the other thing for me.
But you have to... All right. You got a lot of caveats. I think you have to be alone.
What?
You
can't have my girlfriend help me out?
Sure, of course not.
Honey, I'm 12 donuts deep. Help.
Dude.
Say 12 donuts deep. Give me some... What's a painkiller?
Oxycontin?
Give me one of those and do the rest for me.
I'll tell you what. You know the only way I could make this? If I just smoked so much weed.
Honestly,
I would.
Yeah, but then the beer part? Crossfade?
The beer part would... hurt.
I wish I was as optimistic as life as when I was in like high school and college when I was already drunk and somebody said, you want to hit this J. That moment where you're like, oh, fuck yeah. That 10-minute window. I wish I could always feel that good and optimistic.
You know my version
11th
of that?
Minute. Oh.
My version of that is when someone goes, yo, you want another shot?
Oof.
You're like, bitch, say less. Give me 2 more. Dude, I was at a wedding, like, God, this is probably a year and a half ago. And you guys don't know. You guys know I don't drink. I was on the fucking dance floor shaking my white Caucasian fucking ass. And every whatever minutes, someone like, let's do shots. I was like, fucking yeah. Dude, what? I was taking shots.
Dude, when you start having to swallow your own spit after.
Oh.
To save. And you go in, like, mute mode. And people are talking. They're just staring off.
Dude, and I bought my first nice suit of my life, and I was literally having this thought. I'm like, if I throw up on my suit, I'm gonna be furious.
At least you're that conscious.
Excuse me. Yeah, I wasn't like gone, but I was. But I'm telling you, the secret to that is you dance and drink, and you sort of dance off the alcohol.
True.
Yep. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. So what I'm doing is I'm doing 6 jerks, 12 jerks, 24 jerks.
Excuse me.
I'm doing it all jerks.
Okay. So add that up. That's 48.
I don't know the math.
8. Never mind.
Not 4. I don't fucking know.
Which
beer? Light. I'm going like Miller Light.
Bush Light.
No. I'm doing Michelob Ultra.
Oh.
Yeah. You ever have a Mick Ultra?
Back when I was.
Say it.
They're great on a golf course.
I've never had one. So I'm asking.
Really?
Never had one. It looks good.
I think they're good on a golf course.
God. Good. Fucking golf is so goddamn cool.
I have a question.
Okay, go.
Okay.
This is Jacob, by the way.
Young Jacoby.
Trevor's new major awesome assistant. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, if you were stuck in a room for an infinite amount of time with an orangutan that had a human vagina.
Dude, 12 minutes I'm piping.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
How long before you crack?
Yeah, basically. Well, some of the debate was... Would you? Some of my friends said they wouldn't, which I thought was insane.
Do I have a PlayStation?
It's just
what is
the
room? Is it like back rooms? Like is it just like a...
White like, side. It's this.
It's this, yeah. And it's just man a gorilla.
With a human
Does
vagina.
A gorilla like know any English? Like, are you like, hey, do you... What's up?
Like, you know what I do? I paint my dick like a banana.
I'll probably wait 48 hours.
That's not long enough, dog.
What
48
do you mean?
Hours?
That's 2 days. That's 2 days.
It's a gorilla.
Like, but after 2 full days, you're like, I don't think we're getting out of here.
That's not long enough, dude. You got to have more patience, bro. You don't know if you're going to get out of there.
You said 12 minutes.
I was joking.
Okay, well, let's actually try it. Bring it out, Mr. Beast. I mean...
Realistically, if I'm getting enough food and there's nothing else, it's just me and the orangutan.
What do you mean if you're getting enough food? You're just in a room.
No food, Jacob?
No food.
It's just you and an orangutan. Yo, they low-key got tits. The better question.
No, you can't.
You can't say an orangutan have tits? So we're talking about piping down an orangutan if it had a like a human. And I say an orangutan has tits, and that's the weird part. Go well, back to when he said 12 minutes.
You know what? This is what happened. I didn't have like a visual, and you brought the picture, and it's getting too real now. Like, yo, you're hanging out with Harambe's wife.
I wouldn't enjoy it.
But 2 days is not enough, man.
Alright. I'm not saying
I'm talking months, dude. Like months of being in this thing.
Yeah, but you want to grow a connection with it, you sick fuck. I'm going to do that and then kill myself.
You know what I honestly do? I probably just get this orangutan very upset and fucking kill me.
Yeah, you get naked and it's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Jokes aside, I wouldn't. There's no part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Dude, Tom Cruise borderline piped a fucking volleyball within 1 month.
But that's valid. It's like a volleyball is not a thing.
Right.
All jokes aside, I think I would be terrified for my life.
Of course.
And I would be like, this is the end. The thought of any arousal from an orangutan would never cross my mind.
Zero. 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 But I don't know, man. Maybe that the gorilla got game. You don't know. You go, ooh, 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 ooh. Shove a tit around, you know?
I think it'd beat my ass first.
But you don't even, we're talking about us do it. What about they did it?
Yeah.
Because if that orangutan wants some, it's getting that banana.
I've seen him in Mario Kart. He don't play.
Doesn't fuck around at all.
What was your guys' answer to that? What was yours?
Oh, I said eventually for sure. You're like, you're going to go insane. And like, it's like the boredom that would get to you, you know?
I have a question. Oh, would you guys pull out or would you bust it?
Yo.
Are you kidding me? I'm trying to make the talk next about Donkey Kong.
What'd you say?
I said, I'm trying to make the next Donkey Kong. What'd you say?
Banana cream pie.
All right. Both work.
Both disgusting.
Both.
Mine, arguably much worse.
Yeah. At least I'm trying to create something.
Yeah.
Then you have to raise that child.
It's not a child.
Yeah.
Not a child. That's Jesse, my old videographer.
Great guy.
He's the best guy. He's the best guy. I'm just fucking around. He's literally the best. Fuck. Jacob, great question, man. Really sparked a lot of debate over here.
That's a good job interview question.
Yo!
Because it's not even about the heinous activity. It's your logic going into it.
Yeah.
I would be a bad hire. 48 hours? What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, immediately not. You're not.
It's awful.
Yeah.
You're let alone at the office with the scanner open for one night. What do you think is going to happen?
Pipe it.
Print dick.
Oh, yeah.
Do people still... Was that an office prank? They would scan their ass?
They would scan their ass.
Low-key? That'd be hot.
Yeah, make dude. Love I would thing. George Foreman grill my fucking dick in that goddamn...
Is that how they sent dick pics back in the day? Let me get a scan.
I think they just would put it on a Etch-A-Sketch and just mail it.
True. When was the first dick pic? And how?
Probably from a Palm Pilot.
Or mail.
I don't think they were sending dicks back then.
Why not?
Dude, you know what they would
do? That's a Kodak moment.
But you know what they would do, though? They would get, in the army and shit, you'd see that all... I literally thought I had hat on. I don't know if anyone just saw that. Dude, I literally went like this.
You would pipe the monkey immediately. And aren't monkeys the closest thing to humans anyways?
Yeah, we're one chromosome away or some shit. Or something. What the fuck was I going to say? I don't even know what we're talking about.
First nude. First dick pic.
Oh, back in the day of the war movies, they had a picture of their woman on their in their helmet.
For
That's
sure.
probably the first one.
But I'm saying unsolicited. When was the first time a girl opened her mailbox and was like, whose cock is this?
Literally whenever email was invented, that's the moment. Immediately. First thing they sent.
Email, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Alexander Graham Bell sent the cockpit.
That's why he made the phone.
Of course.
He's like, yeah, sure, I can hear you, but wait till you see this. Well, guys.
Did we do it?
That's been a podcast. Let's play some games.
Let's play some games. All right, bring in the monkey. Oh, guys, thank you so much. Where's my camera? Guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening and watching. We love you guys. Till next Wednesday. Yeah, man, we got a lot of motherfucking cool stuff headed down the goddamn pike. So pay attention, listen up, and come to Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blaustein on tour.
Tour.
I love you guys. Till next motherfucking Wednesday. Big old dick. Bye.